Okay, let's do etwas anderes, something different, and take a look at those tiny, mostly untranslatable emphasis words that transformieren your German into etwas Besseres, something better. Once you're aware of them, you'll gradually develop an ear for them. Let's call them attitude words, because their job is to convey the speaker's personal tone to the sentence. For example, take the expression, was ist los, what's the matter? Insert den, and you get the more personal, more natural sounding.
Was ist denn los?
What's the matter then? So how would you say to a close friend, what's the matter then with you?
Was ist denn mit dir los?
Was ist denn mit dir los? And what's the matter with him?
Was ist denn mit ihm los?
Let's answer, well then, which is, na ja, he's always stressed. Stressed is gestresst.
Na ja, ist halt immer gestresst.
Na ja, ist halt immer gestresst. Did you spot the little attitude word that sneaked in there? Yes, halt. Ist halt immer gestresst. He is simply always stressed out, would probably be the closest translation. Now you'll also hear denn in
wieso denn?
Meaning, how come, what's the reason? Wieso denn? Literally, how so then? Okay, if to come along is mitkommen, to come with, how would you say to a friend, you can't come along tonight, how so?
Du kannst heute Abend nicht mitkommen? Wieso denn nicht?
Du kannst heute Abend nicht mitkommen? Wieso denn nicht?